You're listening to From the Pulpit by Sahlein. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at sahlein.org/support.
And now I'll end with these two points. The first is a word of advice for the married couple themselves. Number one, brothers and sisters, if I am a husband and my mother is instigating me against my wife, then it is haram for me to listen to my mother now, brothers and sisters. Because the hadith says, لا طاعة لمخلوق على معصية الخالق. You cannot listen to the makhluq, even if it's your mother, even if it's your father, if it's going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My mother is instigating me against my husband, against my wife. I cannot listen, because sometimes this happens. The husband has a good relationship with the wife. His mother instigates him. Then he starts to oppress her. He starts to hate her. He turns against her. It's all because of the mother. I can't say, well, she's my mother, I have to listen to her. No. The Holy Quran says, Allah comes before your mother. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. If your mother or father tell you to do shirk, do you say, they're my parents, I have to do shirk? No. Do not listen to them. But at the same time, do not disrespect them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Don't yell at her. Don't rebuke her. Keep a good relationship with your mother. But at the same time, you cannot follow your mother or father's order to do dhulum towards your spouse. This is haram. So the husband and the wife, they have to keep a balance. From one side, they have to please their parents as long as they're not doing haram. From the other side, they also have to give their wives or their husbands their huquq. The Holy Quran says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. I have to live with my spouse with ma'roof, meaning with kindness, with love. Just because my mother doesn't like my wife, that doesn't mean that I have to start hating my wife. This is haram. The Quran says you have to live with ma'roof. But at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, if there is a conflict, because sometimes the wife also instigates the husband against the parents, and the husband instigates the wife against the parents. Well, you know, it's both ways. So, you know, it's a very difficult situation. The husband and the wife, they have to keep that balance. Respect for the parents, and at the same time, live with respect, as the Quran says, عَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, with the spouse. You have to try to please both, as long as you're not committing any haram. But at the end of the day, I will end with this. If there is a conflict between my parents and my spouse, and it's not a matter of haqq and batil, there's no haram, you know, it's just personal issues, and I am forced to choose sides. Now, we said you shouldn't choose sides. You have to always try to what? Try to reconcile, try to be good with both and be in the middle. But if a day came, if a time came in which I had to choose one over the other, who do I choose? 100% you choose your parents. You have to side with your parents, because your parents have the greatest haqq upon you. Your parents have the greatest haqq. My mother and my father have the haqq upon me greater than my spouse. That's why the hadith of the Prophet is narrated saying, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdam al-ummahat. So if there is a feud and I can't, you know, I am forced to take sides, definitely I have to take my mother's side. Remember, as long as it's not dhulum, I'm not doing dhulum. No, it's a matter, there's no dhulum, there's no haqq and batil. I said, I have to take sides of the mother, because no one will be like the mother. Brothers and sisters, my parents raised me for 20, 25 years. When I became successful and charming, the spouse came, as we say in Arabic, hadhar muhadhar, and became my spouse. The parents did all the work, so I have to always give the priority to my parents, brothers and sisters, anytime there's a problem. And that's why in no case do I have the right to disrespect my parents, to side with my wife, to with my husband, and to go against my parents. As long as, remember, as long as it is not dhulum. Of course, if it is dhulum that is being committed against my spouse, then no. Here, I have to always stand against the zalim, and I have to stand with the mazloom. So at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, I have to try to keep that balance.